Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends of the Shir, should be a special schus. Le Nishmas, Rav HaTzadik, Rav Yaakov, Ben Rav Nachum Mordechai Perlov, the Novominsky Rebbe, whose Yortzeit is tonight, tomorrow, Yud Gimel Nisan, he was Nifter 2 years ago, from the Malach HaMashchis of Corona. And I must say that Rabbi Perlov, that was a Moiridik Abal Mechadish, beautiful, beautiful Torah. Love his Torah. So, we'd like to dip into that a little bit today. And that'll be Lili Nishmasa. This is, I don't know where to go. He's got three volumes of Andes Yaakov, of Simonim, Shas, the Iyun, and he has numerous volumes in the Moedim. Also, they're going to come out with a lot more Mirtz Hashem. So where do you start? So I decided we already had a shir from another Simon. I said, we'll start at the beginning. We'll do Simon Aleph and Chelek Aleph of Adas Yaakov, and hopefully we'll see a lot more, because his Torah is gevaldik, and he shouldn't be forgotten. He's such a great person. The Rambam, Hilchas Kriya Shme, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, HaKoyri Achar Sholosh Yishois B'yoim. If a person reads Shema after 3 hours, Afilu Haya Onus, even if he had extenuating circumstances, Loy Yotza Yedei Choyvas Kriya Shema B'oinosu. He has not been Yotze, his mitzvah, his obligation, of reading Shema at the proper time. Ela HaGeihu KeKoyri BaTorah. But rather, he is one like who reads the Torah. And he can make a bracha before and after all day. So he's kekoyre b'Torah. It's like he's reading the Torah. That's fine. Aber kriya shma is das nicht. It's not shma. It's kriya sa Torah. Very nice. B'natshma. Even if you read after 3 hours. The Mako of the Rambam, Mishnah, first parak of Brochis, and Aftes Amud Beis, Mei Mosai Kore Nishma B'Shachris, etc. Rabbi Yoshua Oimer, Ad Shalosh Sha'ot, Sheken, Derech Melochim, Lamoid, B'Shalosh Sha'os. The chiyuv to read Shema is until 3 hours in the morning, because it is the way of the kings to get up at three. So when it says uvikumecha, when you get up, that means until 3 hours you have to read. Hakoyre mikan ve'ilach, if one reads from here on in, lo yivsid, he didn't lose. The reading itself is not a loss, because it's ke'odam akeire batere. It's like a person who is reading the Torah. A person's allowed to read the Torah. That's what he's doing. There in the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Beis, my lo hifsid, was maintis, ma kabanah shelo hifsid, ma kabanah shelo hifsid, shel hifsid brochois, ma brochois, he didn't lose the brochus. He can still make a brocha even after the 3 hours. Vipshutoi muchoch mikan, that birchas kriyashma are not tolui b'mitzvahs kiyum mitzvahs kriyashma. The brachas of shma are not dependent on the fulfillment of the mitzvah of kriyashma, but rather it is a chiyuv bifnei atzmoi, kema shekosav b'tshuvas harashbe b'simin mem zayin b'cheinu b'mogen avrom. Why weren't you mafsid the brachas? Because you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in order to make brachas Kriya Shema. And according to this, be'emes, me'ikar adin, mevorech ha'brachos, afilu be'enoi koirei Kriya Shema klal, even if you don't read Shema at all, you still say the brachas. Like it says there in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Mem Zayin, is gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Beis, that if a person reads Shema without brachas, he's yotze yidei choivas kriya Shema. Shema and the brachas are not interdependent. You can read Shema without the brachas. And you can say the brachas without Shema. So, if a person reads Shema without the brachas, which hopefully we're planning an incredible series in the Siach HaSode. So at the very beginning of the Sefer, he discusses this issue of reading Shema. Without brachas. Kora kriya Shema beloi brachas. Yotzi yedei choyvas kriya Shema. V'choyzer v'koyrei ha-brachas beloi kriya Shema. And then you go back and you read afterwards the brachas without Shema. You read Shema. If you read Shema without the brachas, then read the brachas without Shema. The Gra, there in his beard to the Shulchan Aruch, brings a makor for this din. From the din of Akoyre Mikan ve'elach lo yivsida brachas. Says in the Gemara, that if a person reads from here on in, he didn't lose the brachas. Because since La'achar hazman, he's only kekoyre batoyro. So it must be that the brachas are not decreed. For kriyashma. Sheha brachas lav le kriyashma huskinu. The brachas are not for shema. All right, you can read it after this man. The shema. And therefore you can read it without kriyashma b'chlal. And so is lehedya nemiiri. She'ein kriyat shema me'akev et habrachot. She'efshar lekro brachot, levarech et habrachot, b'li kriyat shema. However, that's not the mashmos of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, that ומבורך לפניה ולאחריה כל היום. You make the brachas of Kriya Shema, far Kriya Shema, before Shema, and after Shema, all day long. I've been working on the railroad all the day long. Day. So when he's working on the railroad, he makes the brachas before and after, but there must be a Shema in Mitten. In Mitten, Be'emsa, Tzich Liot Shema, Lefonel Acharea. So it's mashman, only if you read Kriya Shema together with the brachas, is Beseder. V'cheinu b'perush ha-mishna. Ayin sham. V'kach mashma midvarav b'perek aleph halacha hei. Ayin sham. Because the brachas are for Kriya Shema. If there's no Kriya Shema, there's no brachas. This is the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, in Perek Aleph, in Halacha Yud Zayin. B'lama lo yane amein achar avasoylam. Mipnei shisof brachos rishonos shel Kriya Shema. V'chein kol kiyotze ba mi brachos shem vochen oisem tchila ledavo. Kegoin brachos shemevarchem lifnei kriyas ha-megillah v'adlakas ner chanukah, leman lo yafsik be'amen bein broche ubein hadovor shebirech olov. Why shouldn't you say amen after abbas oylam or abba rabo for kriyashme? Because it's the end of the brachos that are made on shema. And we always have this concept that when you make a bracha, don't let your amen be mafsik. You made your bracha, and now you're going to say amen? And someone else's bracha, it's after hefsik. So to Megillah, ad lakas ner chanukah, leman lo yafsik ba amen, bein a bracha, bein a dobor shebirei cholov. Harei, sharambam midame, birchiz kriyashme, lechol birchiz ha-mitzvis.
The Rambam Shtel's Tzu compares the Kriya Shema to all other mitzvahs. And therefore, just like by other mitzvahs, you don't want to have a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, brachas ha-mitzvahs. By Kriya Shema Echet, you don't want to have a hefsek between the bracha and the Shema. Ella, Ella, it's orichim. My Kriya Shema Hizu. What sort of Shema is this? Lachar Zmana. If he's only Kekore B'Toyro, Ma Mashmaut Shel HaKriyat Shema Hizu. What significance is there to a Shema that's after the Zman? It's Kekore B'Toyro. So what's this whole necessity that you should have Barachas before and after, but you have to have Shema in the middle? What good is the Shema as far as Hilchos Kriya, as far as Kriya Shema goes? It's not Bizman. Now, the Rambam's Loshen is very interesting. Rambam Omer, if a person is onus and reads after 3 hours, lo yotzo yidei choy vas kriya shma be'oinosoy. He didn't, wasn't Yotzei Shema in its proper time. But the implication would be that there's a proper time, and there's also being Yotzei Kriya Shema at the improper time. But we also have to understand, as they say in the yeshivas, das fadl tabiyu, nach tzichim lever, ma mashmaut, shel Kriya Shema, sheloi boi nasoi. So there's a famous chiddush of the Kesef Mishneh that he says, "B'das haRambam that midoy rice you can read Shema all day." And that's what it means. Mekan ve'elach lo hivsid, because your Shema is midoy rice all day. The brachas aren't levatala. But this is a very, very shver Kesef Mishneh. The Mishneh says, "Mekan ve'elach enu like a kori b'torah." Apitom. Mekan ve'elach he's yotzei Shema. And the poskim argue with the Kesef Mishneh. A sor chiyun, what the meaning of the brachas is after this man. What the meaning of Shema is after this man. So the Rambam, in the second perek, in the 13th halacha, Vilchas Kriyashme, writes, Sofek Kora Kriyashme, Sofek loy koro, choyzer v'koyre. He's not sure if he read Shema. Read it again. Umevarech lefonea ulachareo. Utzich levarech before and after. Aval im yada shekara v'nitztapek lo. Im birech lefonea ulachareo. He knows that he read. He's just mesubik about the brachas. Eino choyzer mevarech. When you have a sofek in the Shema, choyzer v'koyre. When you have a suffix in the brachas, einoi choyzer umevarech. Now, the guf adin that suffix choyzer v'koyre, the makar is in brachas and daf chof aleph, according to the man diyama kriyishma zdoi reise, and therefore, misafik, you have to read it again, and that's das harambam, the Rambam writes at the beginning of perak aleph. However, that he writes, that mevarech lefonea uleachareha, Safek kara kriyishma, safek loy kara, choyzer v'koy mevarech lefaneo l'achareo. Ma piton? Habroches vaday ein amele mederabonon. Ve'arishitas harambam, besof ilchutz broches, uvilchutz mila perikim ala lochavov, she'al safek mitzvah ein mevarechim. As po, mevarech al safek mitzvah, ma piton shivarech v'birchutz kriyishma. It's only al safek he's saying it. V'yem b'kesef Mishneh, sh'nishol b'zeh ha-Rashbe, the Rashbe was asked about this, and he writes as follows, Dekah choy se takona, she'kol shu chayev likroiz koyre l'chatchile im bil choy se'o. The takona was, when you have to read, you have to read with the brachas. Kom ha-shem ha-ma'am ha-me'am b'me'achil likroiz ha-chil z'manem b'kam ha-lech lo hefzid kodem koyre sh'koyre ha-betoyre, u'pil shu ma'ay lo hefzid lo hefzid ha-brachas. Afterwards you read, It's like you're reading from the Torah and you didn't lose. What didn't you lose? The brachas. Because the takana was that you have to read with the brachas. That if you read, you're not sure if you read Shema, you read it again. And with the Kol Mastam Chayzav Koyrei, from the fact that as you read it again, Mashma the Kol Parashas Seo Koyrei, he reads all the parashas. Up, Yishen Dei Reis El Pasuk Rishon. What's the Reis of the first pasuk? V'lo Armashi Yasu Vikor Pasuk Rishon V'Shai David Rabbanan Lo. It doesn't say that you read the first pasuk, and the other part that's only the Rabbanan. No, but time with the Kol Chayv the Kol Koyrei Kikar Takanasa. When you have to read, you read Kamosh Tzarich Kikar Takanasa. Uchemedumani Shetam Ze Shemati Mimoy Rav Achusi Chayzav Koyrei Kol Parashi Yosea. When you read properly, even with the Dirabban Parshis. And I heard this from Mori Arav, a Chassid. I don't know, maybe he's talking about the Baal Shem Tov. You think the Rashba was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov? The Stamanat doesn't really work with the years. On Kopanim, you do it properly. So just like you read all the parashiyos, you also read it with the brachas. Now this vort, that you have to do it properly with the brachas, are only b'shitas harambam. She l'shitas harambam, ha-brachas meshech shaychi l'kriyashmeh. The brachas are relevant to Shema. Like we saw in the Rambam, not everyone holds like that, right? We see we saw other sources that the brachas are interdependent, are independent, and not interdependent on Shema. But you can say the brachas without Shema. The Rambam holds the brachas are shayach to Kriya Shema, and therefore, if you're chayiv in Shema, you're chayiv to machin abruche. You have to make the bracha with the Shema. But the Shitas HaRashba, that the brachas are an independent takana, and they have a kiyum even without Shema. So how does the Shema drag along the brachas? The brachas is an independent chiyuv. And how can you compare that to the other parashiyos of Shema? The other parashiyos of Shema, Vader HaShayach to Shema. So you read even the Derabbanans, Gevaldik. Aval, Ane lo mevin et haketa shel ha-brachot. לפי הרעש בה הברכות אינה שייך תלגת, אינה שייך תקריש שיצא רעש בה. שיצא רעש בה, the brachas are independent. Not only that, but even Meshit Sarama Matzma. What's the raya from the fact that he didn't lose the brachas even after 3 hours, but for whatever reason, you have to make the brachas. We're not talking about a suffix. For whatever reason, on some level, it's still Zman Chiyuv. What does that have to do with suffix Kor Kriyashma? Suffix Kor Kriyashma, every rule, suffix brachas lahakal. Ma kesha bein loiv sida brachas lebein making the brachas when you're Mesipik if you read Shema. Omnam, hanira biikar shitat Rambam. B'ma she'akore mikan ve'elach, shelo efsida brachot, shegam la'achar shalosh sha'ot, adayin yesh lekiyum shel kriyashma. Vigashit Sarama, not that you read afterwards that you're not mafsid the brachas, but even after three hours, there's still some level of kiyum of kriyashma. When it's said with the brachas, because these are not stam brachas. It would appear that other berachas mitzvahs are not part of the gufa mitzvah. You have the gufa mitzvah, and then you have the bracha that you make on the mitzvah. And if that be the case, then after 3 hours are up, so then you lost the gufa mitzvah, so you lost the brachas. So apparently, Pshat in the Rambam is that the rabbis were mitaken on additional kiyum beguf mitzvahs kriyishma. In the mitzvah of kriyishma itself, there's another kiyum. Yeter al choivosa min ha-Torah. And on top of the biblical obligation, there's an additional chiyuv. Ve'asau al adin kriyishma. Chativa michudeshet shel kriyat shma u'birchoteha. They made kriyat shma a independent unit, a new independent unit of kriyat shma and its brachos, such that after 3 hours, even after zman ha-mitzvah is over min ha-Torah, nevertheless, this new kiyum of kriyat shma and its brachos has not been lost, and the zman is all day. As the rabbi said to make brachos, these brachas are part and parcel of Kriya Shema. So even if the time for, strictly speaking, the time for Shema is over, 3 hours over, there's still a mitzvah to say the brachas with Shema. And that's Pshat in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, that after 3 hours, lo yotzi yedei choyvas Kriya Shema, bo'i nasoi. So it's muchach that there's a din Kriya Shema shelo bo'i nasoi. And that you read after the 3 hours, and it goes along with the brachas. So that's Kriya Shema Sheyav in the Rambam, Kriya Shema Bo'inasa, that one word makes all the difference. Kriya Shema Bo'inasa on the proper time, and Kriya Shema Shaloi Bo'inasa, Gevaldik. Umimela. Mivoar. Mashochiach Rashba mehach din adolev said abrochas. In other words, the Rashba is going with the approach of the Rambam. He's trying to explain the Rambam, and therefore, what does he explain? That the reason you have a safek harkishma, lo safek harkishma, you read with the brachas. And he brings a raya from Lohiv Seder Brachas, even after 3 hours, he still make the brachas. Because the geder of Birchas Kriyashma is not like other Birchas HaMitzvahs. But rather, they are part and parcel of the Guf Mitzvahs Kriyashma. Shemidivrei Soifrim, we require that Shema should be said with the brachas. Lefoneo, ulachareo, ukiderech, shetiknu ba parshiot nosafot. In other words, just like the rabbis expanded Shema, and they said, there's a machlokas, what exactly is Derabbanan? Is only the first pasuk Derabbanan, and the rest is Derabbanan? Is the first paragraph Derabbanan, and the second two paragraphs of Derabbanan? Are the first two paragraphs Derabbanan, and the third paragraph? However you spin it, the rabbis expanded Shema. So the rabbis also expanded Shema to include the brachas. And even if you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs esse min ha-Torah, you still can do the derabbanan shema with the brachas. And now we can understand what's also difficult. B'soif divrei Rambam, when he writes, aval im yoda shekoro, he knows that he read shema, and he's just not sure about the brachas. He doesn't make the brachas again. Now, if you hold that birchas kriyishma are not decreed for kriyishma, we understand there's a suffix on the brachas. If he knew he didn't make the brachas, he would have to make a bracha midina, al pidin, even though he already read, because the brachas are an independent chiyuv, like it's paskin and simon samach, like the Korah says, as we brought earlier. But according to the Rambam, that brachas are shaykh to the Kriya Shema. So if you already read Shema, how can you say the brachas afterwards? What do you mean? Estapik in birch lefaneo lacharea, eno chozer mavarech. Not only if he's mesupik, but according to the Rambam, even if he's sure he didn't make the brachas, he shouldn't make them again. Because the brachas are shaykh to Kriya Shema. So what does the Rambam mean? Even Vaday lo birech, he wouldn't make a bracha. The brachas, because he already did his Shema. However, based on what we explained, that the din of Kriya Shema and Birch HaYisrael is a cheftza misuyemet, the Kriya Shema, it is an independent unit, a new fulfillment of Shema, Shema with the brachas. And even if there's no chiyuv of Shema, midoy raisa, kegon la'achar shalosh sha'ot, yesh adayin, mitzvah, Livarech et abrachot v'lagid Shema. So we understand, even though he already read Shema, and he was already Yotzei Dechoy Vaso Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, if he didn't make the bracha before and after, he didn't do the Derabbanan Shema. The rabbi said to me, Divrei Soivrim, Shema goes with brachas. He didn't do the Derabbanan Shema. So if he's Mesopic, Eino Chozer V'Korei. If he's mesupik. But if he's sure that he didn't say the brachas, he's got to do it again with the brachas. To be mekayim is the rabbanan. And when you shove him heitev divrei haramba. And when he says mesupik eino chozer mevarech lefanel lacharel, and memela kriya also eino chozer v'korei mevarech. If he's mesupik on the brachas, but if he's sure about the brachas that he didn't make him again with the Shema. Okay, so we have a yisod here, and this is one of the wonderful things about Hagoyin HaRebbe Minover Minsk, the Rebbe Zatzal, was that he's marich. He writes a lot. I remember when I first saw this sefer, the Ades Yaakov, I was at my cousin's house in Bnei Brak, Shem Yishlach Lerufua Shlema, Goyen Reb Avram, Yosef Ben Chana, and I took down this Ades Yaakov. Never seen it before, and I wanted to learn something from it. And then I was a young, very young man, and I saw I had these long simanim. I was like, no, it's too much. But now it's like, you know what I mean? The person said, oh, there's so much, so long. It's like your bank account, your bank statement is so long. You made from this investment and from that investment and from this stock and from that stock and from this real estate holding and that. Oh, there's so much to read over here. Just the money keeps coming in. It's terrible. Vaditz gevaldik. So, l'havdil elf alfei avdalos. When you have Torah and it's a lot of it, so the more the better. So we would very much like to just keep going in this, take the ball and run with it, Amir Tzashem. And we're going to see more neflos in future shiurim. So please stay tuned for this incredible series. And we will see neflos. We've already seen, but we'll see a lot more. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Believe now that we shall continue.